It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast. We didn't even have to grovel today. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, who's joining us today?
Hi, this is Tom.
Tom!
Did I give my last name?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Tom Cobb from the Car Paper Observatory.
Okay. All right.
Oh. And wow.
Are you eating breakfast right now?
Well, I'm holding in my hand a beaker of one of those scientific conical-shaped things that has maple syrup in it. And I'm about to pour that on some oatmeal with yogurt and kind of fill the hole in my stomach.
Wow. What kind of yogurt?
Oh, I don't know. Just the stuff in the fridge.
Well, that's just any. I mean, we're talking plain yogurt. We're talking Greek. We're talking strawberry.
Well, it's indulgent to pet health. It says Greek honey yogurt.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So it's indulgent, and I want to tell you, I'm usually not listening to the show at this time. I'm confessing here, and I woke up this morning. And I didn't know if it was last night and if it was just getting dark or if it was just getting light. So I checked my taps. I've got a lazy method of checking my taps is I use my binoculars to kind of look at some clear bottles out in the woods. So I don't have to walk out there unnecessarily. So I was confused. I was like, is this like really? So I turned on the radio and there you guys were. And so...
Here you
That's
are.
That's for breakfast.
Okay, let's go back to the beaker. What brand of syrup sells their wares in a beaker?
Well, it's unbranded at this time, at this point. But I'm quickly discovering, you know, this is the first time I've ever tapped trees. And there's a lot of little, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time. And the vessels that those guys put men and women put their, syrup in, that kind of adds up. So
you just had a beaker laying around?
Yeah.
I did. I did have a beaker. But what I was saying, that was kind of like a sideways nod to natural maple syrup and be willing to pay the price because there's a lot of work involved and
So
I just happen to have this beaker laying around, and so there you go.
Maple syruping is kind of like scientist stuff. So thus the beaker, is that what you're saying?
No. I just have that laying around.
Okay.
just because, they're kind of nice. You can shove a cork in them and put them in the fridge, and then you can store your orange juice in them. Or do whatever, and they've got a really wide base, so they're pretty stable. So when you bump into it, they don't want to go tumble sideways.
Oh, okay. Because I can't form an. I mean, I know what a beaker is. So is the where you put the cork in? Is that narrow or is that wide?
No, maybe it's the wrong term. It's a conical shaped thing.
Conical.
I'm not usually conscious of this. Point in a day, so yeah, it could be. But I'm glad you mentioned the science part because I got a little gadget the first time I've ever used one or seen one is the hydrometer to check my sap levels.
Oh yeah, so, there's all.
So this is we're pretty far afield from my humble bowl of maple oats. And
that's okay. That's what this show is about.
Going far afield.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think
I will mention something since I got you on the line, or you've got me on the line. I have never canned anything in my life. It's just a statement of fact. Until about a few days ago, and I canned some maple syrup. And I am so pleased with myself at how easy it is that I could do it. And I could hear the little top snap when it sealed. I was so pleased with that. So I've got some maple syrup for next winter.
So, Tom, where'd you get that top from?
It was just in a bag in the pantry. There's a bag of odds and ends, and I think we got them from someone that you know more than me, actually.
John, they're your mom's.
Oh,
that's what he's trying to get.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking for some used tops, and there was this bag, and so we get to mention your mom this morning.
That's nice. Hey, Tom. I know you're proud of yourself for canning, but are you proud of yourself for checking your taps with a binocular?
I am. I am absolutely am, because, you know, as I get older, I get a little bit smarter, which is also known as being lazier. So, I had a guy come and look at the trees on the place the other day, forestry kind of stuff. And we were on the other side. He says, "Well, you could tap trees over here." And I says, "Well, I can't see them with the binoculars." So.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing.
But he's right. He's right. There are a lot of trees that could be tapped. But it's just kind of like my, my bird in the canary, or whatever you call it, indicator that something's up. And so I just have, a couple that I can see, and I'm quite pleased with that whole operation.
I can sense you're proud of yourself, but I would like to bring up a scenario here about sleeping. I'm sure you weren't up at the crack of dawn, but there was a conversation with the mom and pop culture, which I brought up, about how we sleep and do we like to have the bed sheets tucked in super tight or loose. And your name was kind of strung along in the mud, just drug in the mud a little bit. Seems like the two of you have an issue there.
I missed it. Oh, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, it's probably
good.
That's
what happens when you, in the morning show, you drag people through the mud.
Right, if they're not awake, that's what we do. he likes to make a very pristine, almost military-like fold and tuck on the bed, and I like the sheet, top sheet, just free and open.
Do you guys end up kicking each other kind of in anger a little bit, Heidi? Do you?
Well, somebody kicks a lot in their sleep, I would say that.
So, let's talk about oatmeal again.
Okay. I do want to say this. We're talking to Tom Cobb this morning. It's What's for Breakfast. We just heard from Joan Downham. She said the Erlenmeyer flask.
Erlenmeyer flask.
Does that mean anything to either of you?
Apparently it does now. I've learned something.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get up. You learn something on the morning show.
There you go.
And I can't, I don't want to contemplate all I've missed by missing your show. I used to listen to it every day when I was driving to work. And since I'm not driving to work anymore, I've kind of let that slide.
So let's go back to oatmeal. What's your point you're trying to get across about the oatmeal?
I want to change back. I don't know what you're talking about, but it's like, nah, I don't want to hear about that anymore. going to get personal of how I'm, whatever.
No, we'd never get personal. We'd never embarrass anybody on the radio. So, Tom, for being on What's for Breakfast and for being a member, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes sent out to your house so you can have breakfast around 9:30.
Are the pancakes actually made?
No. You got to mix them up.
Oh, you said those wild rice pancakes to your house. I was thinking, sweet deal.
That's delivery.
Pancakes.
What do you want?
Pancakes.
All right, the pancakes are in the mail soon.
Sorry I missed that, but we had an emergency phone call. Somebody is donating some wood duck houses to you, John.
Stop it.
Oh, got a phone number for you. Yes.
John, get extra. I want one too.
Jeez. Did you ask him why he listens?
I've never, you know, I've never heard of the Google either, so
I need to get an extra house.
You guys took care of business? What did he
we
choose?
Took care of business.
All right. Thanks for calling today. Go back to bed now.
All right. Bye.